That is right. And before that, you heard the double. So you just heard the double Tucson, two brand new. I was trying to work in double somehow, but I didn't know how.
Man, your segues have been suffering lately. Maybe we need to take a refresher on one of our exceptional DJ conference courses.
Maybe, yeah.
I don't know.
Like, I like how I was trying to think of, you know, how Interstellar Sam does the double dose?
Interstellar Sam?
Yeah, from Nightmare Radio.
I thought his name was Insidious Sam.
Oh, what? I've been hearing Interstellar Sam,
maybe
too.
Maybe he changed his name. Because he knows a lot about stars.
Yeah, that's why I thought he did.
Let's just start calling him Interstellar Sam.
Maybe I just made that up on the spot.
I think it's amazing. Interstellar Sam. I like it.
Yeah, so I was trying to do a double dose type thing like that.
Yeah.
A double dose of Cursed Arrows, right?
Double dose of Cursed Arrows.
Yeah, with their brand two new tracks.
Interstellar Sam.
I thought I was a nice guy, but I'm an asshole, and trust us.
You know,
probably
it's not 9 o'clock.
The new album.
You know it's not 9 o'clock yet, right?
Yeah, but you're allowed to say it if it's a song title.
Are you really?
Yeah.
We're just not allowed to, like, drop F-bombs and A-bombs and S-bombs.
Oh, man, my ass hurts. No, like, I'm giving you an example, though, of what you're not allowed to say.
Of what we're not allowed to say.
Yeah.
Is it 9 o'clock? No, it's 8:30. Why are you swearing, then?
No,
you're going to get us kicked off the air.
No, I'm just showing you what you're not allowed to say.
But by telling me what we're not allowed to say, you're saying what we're not allowed to say.
No, but I was reading it off the rules, so it wasn't actually me saying that. I was just reading it.
All right. Oh, yeah, I see the rules laid out in front of you. Okay, you've got more news. Let's get to more news and more music, because people are sitting at home, they're saying, man, I really love DJ Steel and DJ Ad-Rock, but I'm tired of this jibba-jabba.
Yeah, and my kids are up, and they're still swearing. I usually put them to bed by 9. So
I usually know what time it is by when DJ Ad-Rock and DJ Steel start swearing. What? That's
time for bed, kids.
I hate you, DJ Ad-Rock and DJ Steel.
All right, so my other news.
That sounded like Lindsay.
You know what's funny? Oh, no, that's a different part. My son was listening while I was editing all those.
Yeah.
And so
the Electrifying Adventures of DJ Jeffy Jeff?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And you heard the last one, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now he always says to me, like if he'll have said, hey, Dad, come on, let's go play video games in the basement. And I'll be like, okay, I'll be down in a minute. And he'll be like, hurry up, old man! That's what he says. Because of the scene in there where the guy says, move along, old man.
Oh, geez.
And then I have to respond with, I'm not old, I just have a few gray hairs.
I like that you work through the dialogue of the Electrifying Adventures of DJ Jeffy Jeff with your son.
Okay. The past couple weeks, I've been playing a bunch of... I've had announcements. I've had newly mm-hmm. released music by a bunch of different members.
Uh-huh.
And right now I'm talking about of Age of Electric.
I knew that's where you were going.
So, yeah. So we were talking earlier how I saw a picture tweet. Maybe is that an Instagram? But no, you can link them, so it could be a picture tweet.
Yeah, it could be a picture tweet.
Anyway, it was of John Kearns recording some bass parts for brand new Age of Electric music.
Was his bass on the floor? And he was playing it standing up.
No, this was a little bit older John Kearns, and he was sitting down.
What?
Playing it.
Maybe he has back trouble now from playing his bass.
From playing it, maybe.
So low for so many
and
years.
And he didn't have the mohawk.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Hey, people change and their styles change.
Yeah. So I'm
excited.
For
those of you who don't know what we're talking about, if you've ever seen Age of Electric play live or Static and Stereo or whatever, I think John Kearns uses two guitar straps.
He must.
Put together to play his bass basically on the floor with his arms extended fully. It's an interesting sight to see.
Mm-hmm.
Anywho.
So there was that. Then, even before that, Todd Kearns released his track, Little Grace.
Yep.
We played that a bunch of times on here.
Uh-huh.
And before that, no, after that, Limlifter, we got the recording of the unreleased Limlifter track, Hotel Knife.
Ooh.
Now, brand new news that just came out 5 hours ago.
Wow.
I think it was to coincide with the Mano a Mano show.
Probably.
Updates,
yep.
Is that Limlifter has released some new concert dates this spring.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Starting March.
On the first day of spring.
Yeah, the first day of spring.
Maybe the Gandharvas will get back together.
Wouldn't it be awesome if Zed Dog opened for him?
Oh, yeah.
And played the first day of spring?
Mm-hmm.
Man, we gotta see if that'll happen.
We could.
Anyway. So March 21st, Limlifter is playing right here in Waterloo at the Starlight Social Club, which is right across the street.
Pretty
much. And down a little bit.
Yeah, to the left.
Yeah. And then on March 22nd, they're playing at the Horseshoe Tavern in Toronto, and March 23rd at Call the Office in London.
Amazing.
And so I put it out there that Limlifter is welcome to come in here on March 19th. Which is the Tuesday, and come in here and rock Sound FM. If they so desire, they can have our entire 2 hours of the Mono a Mono show. The entire 2 hours.
Yeah, I would give them the whole 2 hours.
Yeah, friggin' right. So, we gotta see if that can happen. Maybe we may have an interview or a LTO. No, LTA on our hands. Live to air.
Oh, man. You and your radio acronyms.
Yeah. So, in celebration of this whole thing going down, I'm going to get to that unreleased Limlifter track, Hotel Knife.
That sounds like a plan.
Here it is from their Toronto show, right here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a Mono!
Cut in half, vending machine.